on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Yeah, here's your daily scramble news for Monday. Brought to you by KX93.5 and the Laguna Beach Independent. Laguna Beach City Council will discuss regulating short-term lodging to certain sections of the city when it meets on Tuesday. The council will consider recommendations from the Planning Commission that include prohibiting short-term rentals in all residential zones while adding more commercial zones where the practice would be allowed. In November, the City Council indicated that it favoured banning short-term rentals in most residential areas, but commissioners at their March 16th meeting recommended the practice be off-limits in all residential zones because it will further deplete a limited supply of long-term rental housing in Laguna Beach, according to a summary of the meeting. Short-term lodging has garnered increased scrutiny in Laguna and other Southern California cities with the proliferation of online websites like Airbnb that list available rooms for rent for a period of 30 days or less. Residents have complained that tenants wreak havoc with loud music and parties and cause parking congestion. In other news, last month, Thurston Middle School 7th grader Sophia Lander, aged 13, became the first district student to be named a finalist in the Orange County Department of Education's National History Day event, earning honourable mention. Sophia was one of 23 students who competed in the individual website Junior Division category, says Rob Vicario, a history and social science coordinator for the County Education Department. Sophia was the only Thurston student who participated in the National History Day competition. Sophia's website is specifically focused on Murano glassmaking during the Renaissance. Murano is an island chain off the Venetian coast. I like aspects of the whole competition, Sophia said in a phone interview, rather than just writing a report. I work with the coaches and the teachers to understand the topic and explain it in a way to appeal to the judges. Founded in 1974 in Cleveland, National History Day was created to inspire students to conduct original historical research. According to the organization's website, more than 600,000 participants across the world participate in the contest, with thousands of dollars in scholarships and awards given annually. So there you go. That's it. Your daily scramble local news for Monday. It's KX93.5.